In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today I'm going to talk about something that kind of fits with the last couple conferences, or last couple talks, and that is sacrifice. I know, most people think it's a dirty word, and you should do it during Lent. And well, it usually means not drinking coffee from your favorite coffee place, or it means that you give up whatever it is that you want to give up for that period of time. But, you know, we have a feeling, we have a kind of a misinterpretation of what it means for sacrifice. The first thing I want to get clear is this. Sacrifice comes in all sizes, shapes, colors, hues, everything. Sacrifice is all around us. And to tell you the truth, if you're alive, you have one opportunity after another to sacrifice. Because sacrifice is entering into life itself and embracing the cross. Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me. He didn't mean that you should ride it like they did, you know, a little horse with a stick on the end of it when we were kids. He meant take it, pick it up, recognize it. This is the problem that so many times we have, is that we don't recognize a good, powerful sacrifice when it comes our way. And if we do, sometimes we run from it. It's easy to run from a sacrifice, run from a cross. But Christ wants us to do the exact opposite of what our human nature kind of moves us into. Most certainly, sacrifice literally is not fun. You know, some people, they wait for the sacrifice that's going to make, they're going to feel good about themselves, or there's got to be some effect. For example, giving up fattening foods during Lent. Well, either you're going to sacrifice or you're going to lose weight. Pick one. But, you know, this whole idea of let's kind of combine the two doesn't really work. And that's why most people don't realize that we are called to pick up the cross daily and follow Christ. Now, what can that cross be? Sometimes it's the neighbor next door. Biggest cross you can get sometime. If you're in a religious community, it could be the religious that you're living with. If you were in a workplace, how many people can become crosses in the workplace? People who tease you because of your girlfriend or because of what you're doing or the type of job you have or are relentless upon having you do it exactly the way they want to. You know, I'll tell you something. All of us have to put up with that stuff. All of us. There's not one of us, myself included. We all have to listen to other people. We all have to do things sometimes that we really don't want to do. But you know something? That's life. That's living. And those things are just as important before the throne of God than something that you choose. In fact, the sacrifices that hit us every day that we can't get out of are just as powerful as the ones we pick and choose what we're going to do. For example, someone who gets sick. Maybe they get sick because they've been an idiot all their lives and they've been smoking like a fiend. Well, to tell you the truth, just with regard to smoking, you know, when I was in Rome and studying in the seminary, they told us, they said, you know, until it was written on the pack that this is harmful to your health and causes cancer, you maybe had an excuse to smoke. But now that it says that, you are forbidden by God's law to do damage to the temple, which is his temple, your body. And so therefore, it becomes a moral issue to stop smoking. Maybe that'll help some of you people to finally give up the nasty habit. But you see, if say, for example, you smoked all your life and now it's tough to breathe, now maybe you got oxygen or now you're having a difficult time or you can't run or you're slowing down, you know, and you stop and you think, oh, man, was I a dope. And you know what? I've heard that many, many times from people who did dumb things when they were young, and they're paying the price. Even these things can be given to God as a sacrifice, as an offering. And what does that mean? This is what sacrifice is, really. You see, you and I are able to connect with Christ in his passion, death, and resurrection. And we know this because St. Paul says, I make up in my body the sufferings lacking in that of Christ. Well, Christ's sufferings were perfect, complete, whole, and total, beginning to end. But according to St. Paul, there has to be a way that you and I can enter into the passion of Christ as it's happening. And this is the way of grace. You see, Christ said, I am who am. I am. He defined himself in the burning bush with Moses. He defined himself all throughout history as the one who was neither past nor future, but all becomes present. Right now, Christ is present at every moment of his life, passion, death, and resurrection. And you and I can take the difficulties that we experience and we can go to Christ as he suffers and we can unite it to his passion. 2,000 years ago, Jesus saw me and accepted my sacrifice. There's where the value comes from. I mean, we're not people who just love to suffer. We don't want to go around hurting all the time. Look at anybody's medicine cabinet and you find one painkiller after another. You'd be crazy to want to suffer. You'd be crazy to enjoy making, sacrificing. Nobody really enjoys that. But you have to have a purpose. You have to have a meaning. You have to have a reason. And this is what God gives us when he offers us the ability to enter into his passion, death, and resurrection. He gives us the Eucharist. He gives us the holy sacrifice of the Mass so that we can enter into his passion as it's happening. And it is then that we place all of our sacrifices on that paten to be consecrated into him, to be swallowed up into his I am. And therefore, it becomes powerful before the throne of God and thereby draws the graces of the redemption that Christ won into this day and age. That is the value of the cross. That is the value of sacrifice. Don't let anything go to waste. I don't care what it is, the most mundane things you can offer to God, but offer them to Christ as he suffers. And you will find that when you do give this, when you do allow your sufferings, your difficulties, your crosses to enter into that of Christ, not only do you relieve his sufferings, but you are able to draw those graces and bless everyone of this day and age. You can pray and offer them for your family, your friends, your relatives, your enemies. Offer them for all. And this is the power of the cross. This is what it means to sacrifice. This is why it makes sense. This is why we should offer everything up, everything at the beginning of the day, so that nothing that we suffer, nothing that we endure, no humiliation that we suffer, nothing will go to waste. Give it to God even before you suffer it. Give it to him, and he will take it and make you perfect in it. God bless you.